Glory to God. Hallelujah. Somebody give God the praise in here today. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. You know, the Bible said, hallelujah, that the kingdom of God suffered violence, and the violence take it back for us. Amen. When you got something to say and the devil know you got something to say, amen, he going to come at you in all kind of ways. He know you got something to help somebody. He'll attack you. If you don't have nothing to say, he's not going. You're not going to be up under attack. Glory to God. But when you got something to say, hallelujah, he'll come all kind of ways and attack you. But I'm so glad to know that I don't go in my own strength. Sometimes when I feel like my back is up against the wall, sometimes I feel like I don't have the stamina, the strength, and mentally, physically, spiritually, none. Glory to God. I said, Lord, this is not my work. This is your work. Glory to God. And the Lord said, just stand there and rest in me. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And he'll fight the rest. He'll do the rest. Amen. Somebody give God the praise. You know, I had to ask the Lord. I said, Lord, forgive me. This kind of been murmuring and complaining, not merely really meaning no harm, just really trying to vent and just, glory to God, get out what's going on with me, amen. Glory to God. I said, Lord, but I know you don't want us murmuring and complaining, but you want us to give thanks in all things. Glory to God. And I said, Lord, just forgive me for my murmurs and complaints, because sometimes we don't know, glory to God, what God is doing behind the scenes, amen. Glory to God, even the things that you're praying about and waiting on the Lord about, glory to God, the devil trying to make you think it's not going to happen. It's not going to happen. It's going to stay the same, but you don't never know what God is doing behind the scenes. Amen. That's what God said. Give me praise. Hallelujah. When it looks good, give me praise when it don't look good. Because 9 times out of 10, when God bring you into that, what he has for you, you'll feel real bad. All the murmuring and complaining you was doing. And he was working all the time. Because somebody know that God is working all the time. The devil is a liar. God don't show us everything. God don't move every time we say, ouch, move, and everything. God, I'm hurting this and that. And that. God just don't come and just move in every all situation. He allows us. He's watching us. Because he only said, devil, you only can go so far. You cannot take their life. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. And we just have to, glory to God, go back to God and hear what God has to say. And every time we go back to the Lord is saying, stand still and know that I'm there. Glory to God. God is saying, just rest in me. Glory to God. You say, Lord, but this, but that, and the other. God said, just stand still and rest in me. I'm doing a work. Glory to God in your life. I haven't brought you this far, and I'm going to complete the work that I've started in you. The devil is a liar. I'm encouraged today in my soul. Body might not feel like it. Spirit, man, I feel like, but I'm encouraged in the Lord. Hallelujah. I said, Lord, I told the Lord, I said, Lord, I need courage, and I need to be of a good courage. And I ask you to strengthen my heart. And I begin to take authority, because the devil will come against your man and tell you this. And you got to rebuke all the more foul spirits. Tell the devil to get out your space, get out your way, get out your house, and tell the devil to go in the name of Jesus. Somebody give God the praise. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Somebody give God the praise. Well, I was telling the sister the other day, I said, I had a dream. I said, this dream didn't make no sense to me. It seemed like it was just like, I know it wasn't but spirits just coming down. It's like it was coming down my hallway. I know there wasn't but it don't have to happen that way, but God will just show you how the devil come in. It looked like it was just 4 spirits that was just coming, and they was just like this trying to take me out. Glory to God. And in the dream, I kept saying, Jesus, Jesus. So I can hardly get it out. Glory to God. I said, Jesus, so much. You know, Jesus, if he's on the inside, he's going to come on the outside in your dream or whatever. And seemed like I couldn't open my mouth say, Jesus. When I actually came to reality that I woke up and I said, Satan, get out of my house in the name of Jesus. All of my high here. Glory to God. You are the fear of evil when you know God is with you. I said, get out of my house, you foul spirit. Tried to come in my dream in the name of Jesus. But what he was trying to do is trying to like take me down. But he can't take me down. Hallelujah, because every time he think he's taking me down, I'm going up higher. I'm going up higher. God has brought me a mighty long way, and I know he haven't brought me this far to leave me now. Glory to God. Somebody give God the praise in here. Every ministry that's really got something to say and to help people is under attack. Whether you see it or not, they under attack. The devil will attack you when you got something from the Lord. Amen. Amen. He will attack you. Amen. Glory to God. But we have to learn how to fight. And no, when we go to the Lord lets us know. When you don't go to the Lord in prayer and you start running to people and things and don't find out what's going on, amen, you might just crumble under. Because they don't know what to tell you. Amen. Glory to God. Unless God give him something. But if you go to the Lord will let him know that's just the attack of the enemy. And you're just closer to your destiny. Amen. I claim this year, 2017, for a lot of things in my life. Glory to God. And the devil is a liar. He tried to tell you, you might not be here to sin. The devil is a liar. Somebody give God the praise. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And I thank the Lord. Amen. I thank the Lord for everybody that is here this morning. Amen. I can't give an account for people here and there. Amen. I'll tell you one thing. I said, I don't judge anybody for nothing. But I some things I can't see. Amen. I might not say nothing, but God will let you see. Amen. This one might call you. That one might call you. Whatever reason they can't come. But I tell you sometimes, if you get too mixed up into this, the cares of this world, and you getting too busy and getting too, and you ain't giving God your time the way you should, God got a way to get your attention. Oh yeah, he has a way to get your attention. Amen. Something could happen where you have nothing to do. You can't do nothing but slow it down. Amen. It'll be something out of your control. Amen. Sometimes we get a little too busy, get too caught up into the things of the world, and we're not praying like we need to pray. We're not watching the way we need to watch. Amen. Because if we're praying the way we need to pray and watch what we need to pray, God will let us know some things don't do, some things don't go, some things don't allow this and that and other. But if you sit there not praying and running, amen. And then while you're running, if you're getting off track some, because God didn't call him a pastor to go around going on nobody's house keeping up with them. Amen. I'm not going to do it. I got enough on my plate. But you can feel sometimes when people getting off track and they mind their thoughts. God know how to settle you down where he can talk to you. Amen. 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 And I don't mean no harm and nothing like that, but I put out my energies to where God's tell me to put them out to. I'm not running up behind everybody. God didn't call me to be everybody's amen. Savior. He's the Savior, not me. Amen. And people got to get a hold of this word that's been preached and do something with it. Amen. The devil will, if he keep you out of the house of God all the time because of jobs and different things like that, amen, you got to make a greater determination, a greater prayer or something to get that fixed with the Lord. Because the truth be told, something else will come your way where you won't even be on that job. Amen. That's why sometimes I just leave stuff alone, let God work. I see God be working. Because sometimes the devil, you can get hung sometimes. I got to have money. I got to pay my bills. And we all have to pay our bill. But you, after a while, you keep putting that off. And amen, you're not diligently praying like you pray. Because even if you're in a position where you cannot be in the house of God, you praying enough, God going to change that hastily. Because that it was not good for your spirit. But if you get caught up in it, you think you got to go to a job, you won't be able to get there. Because something come your way to keep you from getting there. You can't get there. Amen. So I see kind of what's going on. I'm letting God, let God handle. You can't be running up behind people. You're going to be here today. You're going to be here tomorrow. Just leave it in God's hand. Because for us all over with, going to be a lot of folks all over the world running into these churches. Amen. They're not going to be able to know how to make it financially. You know, and stress and depression is one big weapon of hell that the devil uses. And you don't care who he uses it against. I was under attack the other day. I don't usually be attacked with no depression and stuff. I could just feel a spirit kept trying. It wasn't easy just to come in on me because I don't live my life that way. But it's kept kind of trying to come my way. I just kept feeling, and I said, what is that feeling? What does make you feel off? You wake up and like feeling down or something. You don't even know why you're feeling down. And I knew it when the Lord said, I rebuke every spirit. And it looked like it just lifted for a minute, but it came back. And I said, and you know, I had to go get some prayer and take authority over it again. Amen. Try to discourage you and depress you. And everybody ever been attacked by that spirit, that's a spirit. It's a heavy depression spirit. And you got to pray to get that off you. Some people go drive out of town somewhere. They want to get it off of you. You have to pray that thing off of you. Because if you just driving out of town or running down the street or somewhere, you come back, it's going to be still there. Amen. I said, I ain't going nowhere out of my house. You devil, hell, you get out of here. If somebody was in there yesterday, they would have seen me. I open my doors as you get out of here in the name of Jesus. The Lord had to let me know what was going on, because sometimes you don't know what's going on. Why'd I feel like crying? Why I feel devastated? You hear by yourself, you don't have nobody, and all this kind of sad stuff and make you feel depressed and all kind of thoughts. I'm like, what is this? I am not used to that. I said, I know one thing, I had enough sense to know it wasn't God. I ain't let this stay around me that long. Amen. The devil come back and try to attack you again. I said, no, devil, I rebuke you in the name of Jesus. Amen. Sometimes you just got to almost just change some things. Amen. Change your routine. Do something. Tell the devil he's a liar. Amen. Don't fall into that. Amen. Somebody give God the praise. People running here and there. Amen. Trying to do other things. Amen. Doing what they need to do. Getting on their knees and crying out to God for some help. And I tell you, if the devil can keep you from coming to church one time, he gonna fight you a double time the next time. Oh yeah. Amen. Yes, he will. You know, last week I wasn't feeling good, but I was here. You think he can try to fight me? He would like to fight me, so I would have to preach again today. I see what he was doing. He fights, he goes, jumps way ahead of time. Attack your body, tackle, you don't feel good. See what you're gonna fall into that, or you're gonna pray it through. I'm telling you, some of the people are here today, they're going to have some story to tell how hard it was they fought. Because you can't sit there and be on your phone texting all day, running here. Now you better get some prayer in. Amen. You better get a hold of God. Because when it's time you come back again, he's going to fight a little bit harder. Yeah. Amen. And he'll slam the report on you so quick. Amen. Slam it on your kids. They say they can't go nowhere. That means you locked up. You better pray yourself out of. I'm telling you. You locked up. Can't get to church because I got to work. They demand I'm working. When your kids get sick or something like that, if it's some emergency, you're going to leave that job as you're going to jail. You're going to take your children to somewhere. Amen. You're going to take them somewhere if you're going to jail. It's all a trick of the devil, but when you ain't praying, you don't see that. Amen. That's why I have to respond some things I don't. I see God work, let him work. I'm nice anybody else respond, that's fine. But pastor got to respond to everything. Thank God for everybody else that jumps in and do whatever you do. Amen. Praise God, amen, because either God's got to get a hold of people's mind. You keep making all these reasons why you can't be. Amen. You're going to be destroyed to shreds by the enemy. Well, you're going to be almost, where they almost got to pull you up in here, dragging you up in here. Somebody give God the praise. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. He'll let you run throughout the whole week, throughout the whole month, and when it get near time, church come, your mama, daddy, and everybody else will be under the weather, and you will too. You won't be able, I can't do it. And he's coming back the next week, going to tighten it up a little bit more. I'm telling you. Y'all watch. It could be me or you, whoever, you watch it. You sit there and fall victim to it. You don't pray yourself out of that, he'll give you another story. Somebody give God the praise. And I'm like this because I'm tuning to God. I pray and be concerned about people, but I ain't running behind nobody, do nothing. Amen. I'm ready to look out for me. Hey, more and more. Yes, I am. Yes, I am. Especially when the Lord give me that equinox. I'm be looking out for me. I'm getting old. I ain't old, but I'm getting older. I can't be. Lord didn't call me and say, you sit and babysit all day long. He said, preach the word, preach the gospel, and keep it moving. Amen. And they put the help babies when they get up, but you get them some side. And sometimes, see, you can help a child when they little, but they get up some side. They don't want you to help them too much. And that's fine with me, because a lot of times they irritate you and you irritate them. Amen. Somebody give God the praise. It's like raising your children. Yeah, they start getting their own personalities. You want to back off, let them go. I don't want to have enough feud with you. Amen. Amen. So give God the praise. Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank the Lord. I thank the Lord for all things. I was telling someone, as sometimes it's leaders and stuff, you need people in your inward circle, not just people just to be telling all your business and just being nosy. You need God to put selected people in your inward circle as being a leader that you can have confidence in, and they can be there for you, and you can tell them things you can't say to the whole congregation. They need to be there for you. They need to be dependable, reliable people in your inward circle. Sometimes God builds people of ministry, some foundation. He builds all that before he asks other. You have to know people. It's like you have to know them to labor among you. It's very important. Jesus had the disciples, but then he had some was a little bit more in his inward circle. They knew some things about him. They knew to pray for him. They knew some things. He didn't have to tell them everything. Amen. And God will point out those people in your inward circle that you can depend upon. You can reach out to. Amen. They have to be dependable and reliable. Amen. They help hold up you in the ministry. If you don't, you have to have people like that. You can't hold up a ministry by yourself. Yes, God helps you hold up a ministry, but he uses people. Amen. Even Aaron and her. Amen. They held up Joshua's hand, Moses' hand. You got to have people dependable. Now, everybody, it's people that will come to your church and don't know too much about it. They just love what they see, and they just want to just be right there. But they can't. People that's up holding your hand, you got to know something about them. You can't get somebody off the street and just come up and start telling them all. You got to know something about them. You got to know, see some things about them. They got to know. You got to know some things about them, too. You got to know that you can trust them. You got to know that they will be there. You got to know that even if they don't not like what being said, they still there. They there for the purpose of God's put them there. Amen. Amen. Them are real people. You're not going to find a whole, but every church has an inward circle. They might not tell you, but they got someone they have to have to lift that ministry. Amen. Because that's a load. Amen. And they can do some things where you can just put it out there. They can do some things where you don't have to do it and make your labors light that God put them there. Amen. And God has shown me, even in this ministry, he's shown me, who he has put. Amen. Because a leader, you go crashing if you feel like I got all by myself and I don't have nobody to uphold me. I don't have nobody to know what's going on. You can crash in. Everybody needs accountability, but you got to have people you can trust. Amen. Jesus had them disciples. This is not the message, but he had the disciples. Amen. He knew all of them, but he knew one of them wasn't right. Amen. Maybe that one disciple didn't even know that he wasn't right. But Jesus knew he wasn't right. He couldn't put no confidence in him. Amen? So, glory to God. You got to have reliable, dependable. Everybody wants to be around those leaders and stuff, but you have to be tried. You have to went through some things. That leader have to know some things about you, and they could be able to have confidence in you. Amen. Somebody give God the praise, because glory to God, behind closed doors, you don't know what load or attack the leader may be up under. And you should be praying all the time for your leader. I always did, because they be up under attack. Amen. If they go down, you definitely going down. Oh, yeah. Smite the shepherd and the sheep will scatter. That's what the word say. Amen. Then Jesus gets smited. He got crucified and the disciples went scattered. They went scattered. They say, well, should we go back to our own occupations? Amen. Jesus came back and comforted them, but they went scattered. Amen. Somebody give God the praise. I know why I'm saying all that, but God knows. Even they've been, amen. Everybody have to get in their proper places, whatever way God put them using this ministry. Everybody is different. Everybody, every personality is different. Every person is different. But God put them in the body that pleases him, and they function in the areas and they uphold the ministry in some way. And everybody have to know their place. It's like not two people the same way. This person over here, you might can interact with them this way because of this and that way because of that. Amen. 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 And so we thank the Lord for all that. We want to go on to the word. Amen. We thank God for giving us the strength and ability. We realize that the devil, he don't want us to do anything, to say anything. Amen. So he try to cut all of us off in some kind of way. When you speak the words of life, amen, he don't want to go forth. But I do solicit your prayers. Continue praying for us. Amen. 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 So we're going to ask you to turn your Bibles to James chapter 1 and verse 2 through 8 of James. You have that to say, amen. Well, I'm just going to go on and read the first chapter. I mean, the verse 1. James, a servant of God and of the Lord Jesus Christ, to the tribes, 12 tribes, which are scattered abroad, greetings. My brother, count it all joy when you fall into diverse or different temptations, knowing this. He said, I want you to know this. He said, count it all joy when you fall into diverse temptation, knowing this, that the trying of your faith worketh patience. But let patience have a perfect work, that you may be perfect and entire, wanting nothing. Verse 5. If any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God, that giveth to all men liberally and upbraid it not, and it shall be given him. But let him ask in faith, nothing wavering. For he that wavereth is like a wave of the sea, driven with the wind and tossed. For let not that man think that he shall receive anything of the Lord. A double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. As you turn to the book of Romans, Romans the 5th chapter and verse 3. Chapter 5, verse 3 and 5. When you have that, would you say amen? And not only so, but we glory in tribulations also, knowing that tribulation worketh patience, and patience experience, and experience hope, and hope making not ashamed, but the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost, which is given unto us. You can be seated in the presence of the Lord. I want to talk about today, tribulation worketh patience. That's the subtitle of this. That's tribulation worketh patience. Tribulation's word is, it means suffering, it means distress, trouble, misery, pain, agony, and travail. All of those things. Tribulation, that's what that means. It means a lot of trouble. Trouble, misery, pain, suffering, and distress. That's what tribulation means. It said, my brethren, count it all joy, and God help us all. Because we don't count it joy. I don't count it joy like I need to count it joy, and you don't either. Amen. When trouble comes to us, tribulation, suffering, and distress, we don't feel no joy about it. Amen. Amen. We can't crack a smile. Nothing comes out. Amen. We're despondent. We're distressed. We're perplexed. Amen. We're not happy. Amen. We're just not happy. Amen. But the Lord tells us, he said, my brethren or my sister, count it all joy. Lord said, this counted, this added up along with everything else, counted joy. When you fall into diverse temptation. Diverse temptation means when you fall into many or multiple or several temptations. When you fall into a lot of trouble, amen, a lot of trials, a lot of things going on with your temptations. You're being tried on every hand. Trials, all kind of trials and tests look like one thing happening at the other. It's just, you know, just coming at you, amen. The Lord is saying, in other words, I want you to count it joy. God said, this count it joy. In other words, he's saying, this be happy about it. Rejoice about it. Take a delight in it. That's what he's saying. Do majority of people do that? No, I don't do it like I need to. Amen. We're sad. We start complaining. We're perplexed about it. We're discouraged about it. We despair about it. Amen. We just don't feel good about whatever's going on with us. Amen. But the Lord is saying, count it all joy when you fall into different types of temptation. He said, I want you to know this. He said, knowing this, that the trying of your faith. Amen. How many know your faith can be really tried? Amen. To be trying means to be stressful, to be taxing, to be demanding, things demanding on you, stressful, they're difficult, tough times, hard pressure times, annoying times, irritating times, testing times. Amen. Did I feel like I'm under a pressure cooker? You feel like I'm under a pressure cooker? It's like it's trying your very nerve, trying everything on the inside of you. Amen. He said, knowing this, that the trying of your faith. And he's saying, this is what's going on. Your faith is being put on a test. Amen. Your faith is being tried. Amen. Upon every hand to see if you're still going to serve God. You're still going to walk with God through all that pressure and all them things that you're going through. The trying of your faith. He said, knowing this, he said, I want you to know this, that the trying of your faith, all that pressure that you're feeling, all the anguish and all the things, the struggle, the stress and everything, your pressure that you're going through, he said, it's doing something. Which we don't look at it like that. He said, it's working patience. Because it's working patience, because if you stand within that and you're not quitting, it's putting some patience on you. Amen. It's working patience. He's saying, in other words, this is not going on for nothing. But the trying of your faith is working patience. Patience means to have tolerance, persistence, endurance. It's working endurance on you. It's working tenacity on you. It's working upon you staying power. Amen. That you won't run away from every place. You're going to stick with God. It's working all that up on your character. Because anybody can say, I praise God. Amen. I got a bank full of money. I got food and clothing. You know, I'm my own shepherd and I shall not want, so to speak. Amen. I got money in my pocket. I got all my bills paid. You know, I got good friends. Anybody can serve God then. But can you serve God when it look like you alone by yourself on the island by yourself? Amen. Can you serve God when it look like you don't have a friend or care in this world? Amen. Can you serve God when you have trouble in your mind, trouble in your body, trouble all over? Amen. That means your patience and my patience are being tried. He said, in other words, knowing this, that the trying, all the stresses that's coming up on you of your faith is working some patience. It's testing your patience. Testing and seeing if you're going to run away from God or you're going to stick with God. It said, but let patience have a perfect work. In other words, he's saying you have to be tried. You got to be tested. You got to be tried. Amen. So you can let patience have its perfect work. In other words, it says, like, let patience, you know, work. In other words, that you may be perfect and entire. Because if you don't have any patience, you will not stay with the next thing. You will not be able to endure the next thing. So if God working all this, he's trying your patience, so you won't be running from every hard place. You'll be able to stick it out. So he got to let the pressure come. And we don't want the pressure to come. I don't want the pressure to come. That you may be perfect and entire, wanting nothing. And then it's saying it might get hot, it might get sweaty, amen, you might feel like I can't take another thing, but he's saying glory to God. And in verse 5 it said, if you lack wisdom, if you don't know what to do, through all of what you're going through, he said, if any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God. You can go to God. A lot of times the old people say, you're not supposed to ask God anything. Yes, you can. You just go to him respectfully. You can say, Lord, I don't really understand what's going on. All I'm trying to do is right and look like number wrong or bad things are coming my way. I just don't understand why this is going on. Lord, would you help me? Would you help me to understand? Not saying he's going to shine the light and tell you everything, but he'll give you what he needs to give you where you'll be able to stand. You got to say, Lord God, I'm not understanding this, Lord. I'm dealing a good hand, but I'm getting a bad hand back. Amen. All I'm trying to do is right, but I'm getting all this other stuff coming my way. Lord, what is going on? So he said, if any of you lack wisdom, let him ask God that give it to all men liberally and upbraid it not. God will not resent you or be upset at you. Come to him, ask to him for wisdom, because that's what he wants to do is help you. And it said, but when you come to God in verse 6, it said, but let him ask in faith. Anytime we ask God for anything, we have to ask in faith to be able to receive results. You can ask God, but if you don't really believe him to respond to you, you're not going to get anything. Because you're not going to be sure that you're going to get it. You're not going to have confidence that he's going to come back and answer you. You're not going to have confidence that he's going to do anything for you. That's why you have to ask in faith. Not just ask, but you got to ask and look for it. You might say, well, I'm asked, I don't know when he's going to respond to me, but I believe he's going to respond to me. You got to look for a response somewhere. You got to look like he didn't seem like he, and the devil is real quick to say, you prayed about this and you prayed about that, but you're still going through this. What are you going to do about that? And sometimes we just give up on it. I just say, God must not want me to have it. God must not answer my prayer. But you got to ask in faith. And you got to say, Lord, help my unbelief. I believe you, Lord. I believe you're going to respond. I just don't know when and how. So, the Lord, help me not to give up. Help me not to throw in the towel. Help me not to quit in my mind. Help me, Lord. Amen. Help me to believe you. It said, but let him ask in faith, no wavering. It said, for he that wavers is like the wave of the sea, driven with the wind and tossed. Just like water's waving. Amen. It's not still. It's not steady. It's just going to be waving like that all over. You be waving all in your mind. I think he hears me. I think he's going to answer me. Next minute, I don't know if he's going to do it or not. I think he's going to just wavering all over the place. That's what we have to be careful not to do. For let not that man think he shall receive anything of the Lord. Because we can't really receive anything of the Lord because we're not stable, still enough to hear his voice. We're waving everywhere. One minute we believe he's going to do it. Next minute we don't believe he's going to do it. Next minute the devil, the Bible said, by his stripes you are healed. One minute we believe we're healed. Next minute we don't believe we're healed. One minute we know we have needs here. And the Bible said, the Lord shall supply all your need. We believe in one minute. Next minute we don't believe he's going to do it. Back and forth, wavering all over the place. Amen. I was listening to somebody was saying, preaching on the online, and he was saying, you got to say what God says all the time. And I said, you know, that is so true. We don't always do that. Out of every situation, I don't care how bad it is, we got to repeat with our mouth what God says. If God, because God's got an answer to everything that you and I go through. Amen. Whatever we're asking, Lord, God got an answer for it in the word. And you got to say what God said, regardless of what it looks like and what your situation looked like. Amen. You might not have any money to pay bills or anything. You got to say, God said he's going to supply all my need. Amen. God said, and money's going to come. I don't know when, I don't know how, but money's going to come. Amen. When the devil's attacking our body and fighting us with that, we got to say, the Lord said he's the God that healed us. Amen. We got to continue to lay your hands upon yourself. I do. Lay your hands upon yourself in the name of Jesus, cursing sickness and diseases. Amen. You got to constantly do that. Amen. You can't let somebody come and lay hands. I don't have no, I can't call nobody like some of you are calling. Pray for me. I pray for myself. Amen. I have to pray. I got to lay my hands. Amen. You got to, the Bible says you should lay hands on the sick and they should recover. If you're sick, you lay your hands on yourself. Amen. Amen. We gotta pray. Sometimes the devil wants to put us on a panic attack and just think that all these things that come at us, we just gotta receive them and deal with them. Amen. But if we know what the word of God say, that'll be our peace, that'll be our faith, that'll be our calm. It'll calm us in the midst of a storm. Amen. We can't agree with the devil and start saying the things that we don't watch it. Myself and well, we'll start repeating what the devil said. Yeah. Devil says you're going to be by yourself all the way. You say, well, you know, I don't know. I don't know if I'm going to get nobody now. You'll repeat what the devil tell you. Amen. You got to watch what you say. I got to watch what I say. Amen. It says, for let not that man think that he shall receive anything of the Lord. Verse 8, a double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. That means a double-minded person, they just can't be stable in their thoughts. They think so many thoughts. And one minute, they're thinking this way. The next minute, they're thinking that way. Tribulation work patience. Amen. It's a reason for tribulation. I guess that's what we're saying today. There's a reason for the trouble and trials in our life. Sometimes it don't make sense to us. We wonder, why in the world do I have to go through this? Why do I have to go there? And why did I go to that so long? We feel like there's no need for all that. Amen. But tribulation has to be in your life because it's going to work some patience. Amen. Amen. The devil, we would like to believe that we don't have to think that we don't have to go through anything, but you're going to go through some things. I'm going to go through some things. Amen. Well, we got to hold on to the Lord as we're going through. Amen. And I'm so glad they're saying as we're going through, that means we're going through. We're not going to be stuck. We're coming out on the other side. In Romans, it says, and not only so, but we glory in tribulation. I'm still saying, Lord, help me. I ain't saying I haven't got there. What about you? That means when you say we glory in tribulation, that means we say praise God in tribulation. Very few people say, oh, praise God. I'm going to really be honest. It's a very people say, oh, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for this trial. That don't come out a lot of our mouth. Amen. Amen. We're very unhappy. Amen. It said, not only so, but we glory in tribulation also, knowing that tribulation work patience. There go patience again. It's working patience. And you working, when you get patient, you're going to get some experience. It said, it works patience, experience, and hope. Amen. And hope make it not ashamed, but because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost. Amen. I believe I'm rounding it up. Amen. Tribulation work patience. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. We have to let God help us through everything that we go through, because the Bible said that all things work together for the good. Amen. All things work together for the good to them that love the Lord. It doesn't work together for everybody, but for them that love the Lord. Even the things that the devil meant to harm you and me with, God is taking it and working it out for your good. Amen. Amen. And he has an expected end. Amen. We forget about the expected end. The Lord said, I know the thoughts and I know the plans that I have for you and to give you an expected end. We forget. We feel like there's no expected end. We feel like this is the end. When we're going through, we feel like this, the devil say, this is it for you. You round up and done. Amen. The devil is a liar. Amen. How many of God has promised you some things and you have not walked into those promises? You haven't got the manifestation of the problem. How many of you know it's not the end for you? Amen. Glory to God. The Lord said, when these things you believe, when you pray, believe that you receive. Amen. The Lord said, he shall supply all I need. Amen. The Lord said, if we walk right before him, no good thing would he withhold from us. Amen. The Lord said, he would give us the desires of our heart. Amen. Glory to God. And how many know God is just not done with you yet? The devil is a liar. Amen. Glory that he may think that this is as far as again. The devil is a liar, but this is a day of new beginning. Amen. Glory to God. He that has begun of good work will perform it until the day of Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We just gotta, like the song said, keep on running for the Lord. Amen. Can't stop. Amen. I was listening to the man was talking about the footman message the other day. Amen. He was talking about if you can't run with the footman, how are you going to contend with the horses? Amen. Amen. He said a lot of these problems down here are just footman problems. Amen. They're just little minute problems, but we make big mountains, big molehills out of them. Glory to God. If you can't go through a little pressure, how in the world you think you're going to go through big pressure over here? Amen. God is just making us. Amen. And molding us. Amen. For the greater. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And I was thinking how he was talking about the horses. I don't know a lot about horses, animal stuff, but he was talking about a horse and how fast they can run. And then he was talking about when a horse, when they're standing, they're just resting. Amen. The Lord wants us to rest. I know a lot of times God speaks that to me. He speaks to me about resting in him. Amen. God knows when you're all over the place in your mind. He knows when you're all over the place in your heart. He knows that, glory to God, that, amen, the devil's pushing every button. Hallelujah. How many know sometimes the devil pushes every button he can push? Amen. He'll push brain button. Hallelujah. He'll push, glory to God, pressure in your mind, and he'll push pressure here, and he wants you to have a nervous breakdown. Amen. But you got to raise up and say, devil, I'm not going nowhere. I'm going to stay right here. Glory to God. I'm going to trust in the Lord until the day that I die. I come too far to go back now. You can't stop me, devil. You might have tried to hinder me, but you can't stop me, because greater is he's on the inside of me than he that's in the world. And I can do all things through Christ that strengthened me. Hallelujah. I say I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. As long as Christ strengthened me, I can keep on walking. Hallelujah. I said I can take a hitting and a whatever, Lord, a licking, and I can keep on ticking. Amen. You might, hallelujah, try to knock my head off. You might try to, glory to God, and follow my mind. Hallelujah. But I'm going to keep on moving, because I'm moving by the power of God. I'm not moving in my own strength. I'm not moving in my own ability, but I'm moving by the power of God. That's the way I feel today. Not moving in my own strength. I'm moving in the ability of the Lord. The Bible said, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. I think sometimes we get confused sometimes. We see the anointing of God in somebody's life, and we think that they are super giant, honey. They're only super giant only in the Lord. You only a super giant only in the Lord. And that's the way the Lord wants us to be, that we know that all our help come from the Lord. I have looked up my eyes into the hills, from whence coming my help. All my help coming from the Lord. He made the heavens and he made the earth. The Lord is my shepherd, and I shall not want. The joy of the Lord is my strength. Hallelujah. Many other afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord shall deliver us out of them all. I would say of the Lord, he is my help. He's greater on the inside of me than he that's in the world. And I could do all things through Christ who strengthened me. I can leap over troops and over hallelujah, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. God is my help. God is my strength. Hallelujah, he's a very present help in the time of trouble. He's a friend to stick closer than a brother. He's my all in all. He's my joy. He's my peace. God's everything to me. Glory to God. Somebody give God the praise.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Come on and give him the praise.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. David said, I will look to the hills. From whence cometh all my help? All my help coming from the Lord. He made the heavens and he made the earth. And he won't suffer my foot to be moved. So devil, you can't move my foot. Because God won't suffer my foot to be moved. Hallelujah. You may come at me one way. But God's going to cause you to flee seven different ways. Standing up on the word of God. Somebody give God the praise. Stand up on his promises. Stand up on the word of God. Glory to God. Go on and praise him. Go on and praise him. Glory to God. He's my rock. He's my shield. He's a shield and he's a wheel in the middle of a wheel. Hallelujah. He's my rock. He's my strong tower. He's my strong tower. I said, devil, God is my strong tower. Somebody give him praise. In whom shall I fear? He's the strength of my life. In whom shall I be afraid of? When my enemies came to eat my flesh, they stumbled and fell. Oh God, somebody give God the praise. Come on and give God the praise in here. Glory to God. He's greater on the inside of me than he that's in the world. Do all things through Christ that strengthens me. He's my rock and he's my shield. Glory to God. Somebody give God the praise. Glory to God. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, we have expounded, God, that what we feel in our heart to do, Lord. We